So it was another great day for American Sadie Bjornsson, who was the top North American in 18th in the women's 10K Classic individual start in Lahti, Finland. And she's fired up from her great sprint result, and she's also a solid distance skier. We're going to catch up with Sadie in Lahti and find out about how her day went today.
Hi.
Is that Sadie Bjornsson?
Yeah, sure is.
Wonderful, Sadie. So another great day for you out there in Lahti, eh?
Yeah, it's another good one.
That's another personal best, I believe, eh?
Yep, it is. Yeah, it's funny. Yesterday I got my first top 10. Today I got my first top 20.
Yep, there you go. So what goes around comes around, I guess, is the expression somewhat.
I guess I kind of like it here.
Were you feeling good on the start line today?
Yeah. I was definitely looking forward to it because 10K Classic is one of my favorite races, and it was an individual start, so it was nice to just know that I was going to be able to do what I wanted to do out there, you know?
Right. Talk about the course. You know, you've done a number of 10Ks, and I think your best result in the 10K was fifth in Turkey, right, at the U23s?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It was very different than Turkey, that's for sure. Lahti's pretty, I don't know, I would say it's a pretty challenging course. There's a ton of climbing throughout the course, but there's also a pretty, you know, like every huge climb has some form of a recovery afterwards, and so if you keep that in mind, then it's easier to work through the course. But it's also sea level, which is super fun, because if you go out too hard, generally you can, like, still save it, and so,
sure.
Yeah, it was challenging, but it was good for me today.
So how are your skis in the conditions today?
My skis are great. It was a cold day and cold wax, and, you know, when I was trying them in the morning, I knew that it was going to be a good one.
We heard that it was, on the FIS site, it said it was minus 5, but the Eurosport guy said it was minus 15. So tell us, what was the truth out there?
I think it was closer to minus 15 than minus 5. It was really cold.
Yeah, that's what we had the impression. It warmed up for the guys, but still a cold day out there. You know, when you're out there racing, and did you have any sense of where you were in terms of the standings?
Not really. I had a pretty early bib, and so I was hoping to come around with the A group the second time, but I honestly just, like, didn't see a single person out there. I was just like, well, there was two girls that I passed early on, but I just didn't see anybody. And so it was nice in a way, because I was just racing my own race, you know. I got a couple of back splits. Mainly the one that I noticed right away was that, like, after 1.3K, I was in 8th place, and I was like, ooh, that's my bib number, that can't be good. And so then I haven't done an individual start in so long, I've done one this year, and so I was having a hard time gauging how hard to go, and so when I heard that was at maybe like 4K, and I'm like, ooh, I better start going then. And then from there, I just really hammered, and then I got a back split at one point, maybe like 6 minutes from the finish, that I had gone through 5K and fifth of 35 people. So I knew that I was going to be having a good race, and I could feel that. But, you know, individual start race is more about, like, pushing yourself as hard as you can anyways. And so I was just going with that today.
Sure. I was going to ask you, you know, when you're out there and, you know, the individual start, of course, you're racing against yourself and everybody else, but the training for that and the discipline is different than when you're in a mass start race, correct?
Yeah. I actually, growing up, I always liked individual starts a lot more because that's what I did. And I don't know, it's more fun to do like a secret move when nobody sees it, or like hammer when nobody thinks you're going to still be able to hammer. And I just really like that aspect of it. This year and last year, well, since I started racing World Cup, it's been a lot more mass starts, which are also fun in a different way. But when you're starting in the back of the mass start, it's like you're not really in control of your race, so you don't get to push when you want to push. And so it's just fun to go back and see what it's like to ski your own race again, you know?
Right. Very much like a time trial in cycling.
Yeah.
So you had a fifth in Turkey last year, I believe, correct?
Yeah.
And so that's a top 10 result, and now you've made a top 20. is now the goal to get a top 10?
Yes, of course. It's always one bar higher, you know. But now, between now and then, I have a whole summer of training, and so, that is, of course, the goal.
Well,
definitely some motivation. It's fun to end the season on a high note, because for me personally, it leaves me so much more motivated going into the summer, you know?
Sure. Are you stronger classic or freestyle, or does it matter?
I'm stronger classic distance. Sprinting, I don't know. It's changing all the time. It's pretty similar.
Do you find that the two complement each other? I mean, obviously we're seeing that Keegan has really upped her game in the distance. And, she's made, some serious moves in that regard. And now she sits third overall in the World Cup standings.
Yeah. I think that you can begin as either a sprinter or a distance skier. But, you know, as you spend time racing, you sort of move towards, they start moving closer to each other. And it's like the same thing with Liz, you know, she was sprinting in the middle of the season, top 30. So I think that all of us, it just takes experience. Like, one thing is always going to be naturally better, but the more you race, the more you can get better at that.
Yeah, absolutely. We saw that Emil Jonsson was at one point leading the men's race today, and
yeah.
We know what a speed king he is. So.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's going to happen from here, Sadie? Where do you guys go from here?
We race in Drammen on Wednesday. And I'm currently sitting in 53rd on the overall list. So on Thursday, I'll either fly to Italy and do Open Cup finals on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Or I will stick around and go to Stockholm and Falun.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, listen, It's great to see your form, showing well. And we want to congratulate you on your great results in Lodi and wish you all the best with the rest of the season.
Thank you.